Laura Ferner is a partner with Ferner and Benham Attorneys at Law in Springdale. Since 2006, she's practiced exclusively immigration and naturalization law, helping people attain U.S. citizenship.
Before obtaining U.S. citizenship, one has to usually become a legal permanent resident first, and usually that happens through a qualifying relationship. Just to simplify this, I will use the marriage to a U.S. citizen. So you get married to a U.S. citizen. That U.S. citizen then petitions for you, and that petition has to be approved by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. If you entered the country without inspection, meaning illegally, you will have to leave the country, because the only way you can obtain that permanent residency is through consular processing, which actually the Department of State handles. But once you leave that country, once you leave the United States to go back to your home country, if you've been in the United States for more than 180 days without permission, you will trigger a bar, either a 3-year bar or a 10-year bar from returning.
To return, a waiver of admissibility must be filed to overcome what's typically a 10-year bar, Ferner says.
This waiver is filed, is filed in Ciudad Juarez after your immigrant visa interview, and the wait time can take anywhere between 3 weeks, that's to be optimistic, or, as far as 8-9 months to get a response, and then oftentimes some of those are denied as well. So we have people that spend 2 to 4 years in Mexico before they can come back, separated from their family members, from their children oftentimes, and from their spouses.
Many are eligible for these so-called family unity waivers, but they must apply for them from within their country of origin. Ferner says that's why so many risk staying in the United States illegally. But a new rule announced by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services last Friday will allow for in-country processing. That means spouses and children of U.S. citizens who apply for legal permanent residence and need a family unity waiver to reenter the United States will be allowed to apply for the waiver without first leaving. According to a U.S. CIS press release, the new process would not alter or revise eligibility standards and will only affect persons whose sole need for a waiver is based on having been in the United States without authorization.
That way people know to make the decision if they're actually going to go, so they know they're coming back right away.
Laura Ferner conducts consular processing primarily with immigrants from Mexico, El Salvador, and Guatemala.
The main thing that I do see, the longer it takes, the harder it becomes for the family to stay together. I've had families who have lost their homes meanwhile. I've had other family members where the spouse that remains in the United States becomes so anxious and so depressed that they lose their job. They have to get on medicine to take care of that. You just see that wearing on the family members. And then when you get a denial, it's sometimes families hit rock bottom. And unfortunately, I've also seen marriages fall apart due to the long separation that they have.
The forced separation's also hard on children left behind, Ferner says. With the lack of comprehensive immigration reform, advocates and certain legal counselors say rules like these will fill the gap, as well as ones issued, for example, last year, which direct U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to focus mostly on criminal aliens rather than undocumented youth.
Well, I think these small but effective rule changes will actually help the system and will help alleviate the idea. And I think this push for tougher enforcement is fine. And actually, this administration has been pretty tough on enforcement. I think the numbers state that the Obama administration has deported more people than the previous administration, if I remember this right. I don't have a cite to that right now. But I think it's great that this administration is looking at what they can do without actually having to change the actual laws and instead facilitate the process of becoming a legal permanent resident to those people who would qualify otherwise as well.
In 2010, the Obama administration reportedly deported 10% more illegal immigrants than George W. Bush's administration. And Laura Ferner says waivers ought to be extended to adult children to be granted legal residency.
There's a long wait period to come to the United States. Depending on what country you're from, it could be over 20 years. And those would be things that I think the administration could easily alleviate the issue of having 11 million undocumented people in the U.S. I think that would, because a lot of people have something pending. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of people do.
And while it seems new immigration rules are emerging year by year, Laura Ferner warns that immigration law remains strictly enforced and to be aware of scams.
My advice would be to people to not believe that there is no law out yet, that to wait a little bit further before going forward, and to certainly not trust any immigration document preparers, or also known as notarios, in the area who are quick to make some money but don't really know the law and are not lawyers.
Advocates say the new rule is in no way amnesty, but rather will expedite the inevitable. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.